the thing that shouldn't be lost here, and oddly, considering all the furore around it, was my main take from full time was the reaction post Villa. I think you shouldn't take for granted that there was going to be a reaction there. That was a massive defeat. That was a massive dent. And I think, firstly, the reaction of Liverpool in every sense throughout the 90 minutes is what you would want to see and what the manager would want to see. And just on that, just before I let you speak, sorry, I think there had to have been a message. And I think, again, because of what plays out, it gets lost a little bit, but Matip right back in feels like that message.
I think there's something around watching that game. You would not be able to pick who's won 4 out of 4 and who's just last got beat 7-2 if you just watch that game of football, especially from the way in which it starts. There's not one thing about Liverpool that's tentative all the way through the match, to be honest with you. And in a sense, maybe they could have done with being a tiny bit more tentative after they made it 2-1 in a grand scheme of things. But it's as though they went, no, what we're going to do is we're going to be the best versions of ourselves here. And it was a group decision to do that. And I think Matip in part comes in to try to help that process. I think also within the, you know, I think in midfield, I don't half think the way in which it's all played out between the international breaks, whatever's gone on with Keita, I think it helps the manager make the decisions that he makes, but I bet you he's made up he can make those ones and it not feel as though he's making a sort of a massive statement. And I think that, you know, he will come away, and I saw his post-match interview, and I think he will come away just absolutely delighted with his footballers. And I think we should be absolutely delighted with them as well, in that it is now as though the 7-2 didn't happen. Now, it might be that we're talking about that a couple of sides that we face across the next few weeks, and we're pointing at when, you know, they do things that Villa did against us and all of that sort of stuff. But in real terms for those footballers, it is as though the 7-2 doesn't happen in terms of their performance. Now, it might be that the 7-2 is part of what made them want to absolutely blast Everton the way in which they do at different phases during the game. But that is now out of the Liverpool system. And I think that that matters. And I think that had they been tentative, had they not got the results, if they got beat in the end, it might feel a little different. But now for me, it doesn't. And that's all over and done with. Now that's in a box and we get on with the season from here. We've got 10 points from our first 5 games. You know, we kick on from this stage. And I think that that's what they'll all be saying to one another as they're preparing to go to Amsterdam.